Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Three people were shot, one fatally, in a shooting on Randall's Island overnight near a city migrant shelter.
What isn't clear yet is if those who were shot have been staying at this migrant shelter here on Randall's Island or not. Two women, one man, are gunshot victims. 3:30 in the morning, they were rushed to Harlem Hospital, where a 44-year-old woman died on arrival. She had been shot in the face. The other woman, who's 31 years old, shot in the back, and a 32-year-old man shot in the throat. Both are stable right now. The two suspects, men, one fleeing in a car that had New Mexico license plates, according to the NYPD. The other getting away on the moped. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Randall's Island.
And a shooting is under investigation at the NYCHA Frederick Douglass houses on the Upper West Side. Police say the victim, a 26-year-old man, is recovering at the hospital after taking a bullet to the torso. There's been no word yet on a motive for the shooting. So far, no arrests. But four men were seen fleeing the area on city bikes. An arrest has been made in a deadly shooting from earlier this month at a NYCHA development in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. The suspect, 28-year-old Aaron Granton, is charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. The victim, 32-year-old Dion Williams, was found suffering from a gunshot wound to the torso the evening of July 13th at the Sumner houses. He died at the hospital a short time later. Still no word on the motive. Well, officials are responding today to a rabies scare on Long Island.
Town of Hempstead Supervisor Don Clavin says because a feral cat was found to have rabies in Cedarhurst recently, he is offering a free rabies vaccination clinic on August 24th.
This is the first reported rabies incident in the town of Hempstead since 2016. We're trying to make residents aware of the concern that, you know, there's been a rabies incident here in the town of Hempstead, and we're also taking steps to help residents and help prevent the spread of it.
He says many people, when they see a stray kitten or cat, want to go up to it. That's not a good idea, he says.
Get your animal vaccinated. Come down and get the free vaccination, but don't approach a stray. And if you do and you get scratched or bitten, you need to go to the doctor.
The free rabies vaccination clinic is for all Nassau County residents and will be held at the town's animal shelter. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A police officer and a civilian were hurt in a car crash this morning in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Investigators say the officer was driving through the intersection of Marcus Garvey Boulevard and Green Avenue when he or she crashed into someone driving a car. No word yet on the extent of the injuries, but the person in the car needed to be extricated, and both were brought to the hospital. Meantime, two people were hurt when a car went flying into their home yesterday on Long Island, in an area where it's happened a number of times before.
I'm looking at the police tape, the siding, pieces of wood, and a tire outside this home on Great East Neck Road here in West Babylon. This neighbor says after yet another car slammed into the house when the driver lost control at the curve.
It was difficult to get over there because there was 50, 60 people running there. It was a disaster.
No matter which way I turn here, there is a house that has been hit by a car.
I had a car come right through the tree. I had another one come right underneath this tree. That house there has been hit twice.
Thankfully, the homeowners and the driver were treated after having non-life-threatening injuries. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in West Babylon, Long Island.
Robert Menendez Elementary School in West New York is getting a new name. In the wake of the senator's conviction on federal bribery charges, it was just announced that the school will be reverting back to its old name, PS3, for at least the next school year. The move to name the school after Menendez in 2013 had been seen as a political olive branch of sorts after the mayor of West New York endorsed the senator's Republican challenger ahead of the 2012 election. Harlem Hospital is getting a big dollar donation.
Mental health professionals at Harlem Hospital are getting a boost. CEO Georges LeConte.
This is something that we really need in our community.
Black Family Philanthropies is donating $5 million to the hospital at a critical time when there's a nationwide shortage of mental health professionals. Dr. Kelvin Chan is the executive director of the nonprofit.
We firmly believe that behavioral health is crucial of an element of all health and well-being.
Marie Lewiska is a nurse in the psych ER.
This is where I meet a lot of people in the moment of crisis.
She says this donation will help serve her patients better. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.